Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
The entire family seemed to be sick all of the time. They coughed, felt something in their chests, were lethargic. They lost strength week by week. Fearing something was terribly wrong, the family, then living in the Philippines, where doctors are very much on top of tropical diseases, packed up and returned to the U.S. Doctors there were just as puzzled. Finally, they sent the family to toxicologists at UCLA School of Medicine. Attacking the problem like criminal detectives, the doctors wanted to know everything about their lifestyle. Finally, the evidence pointed to a poison, a toxic substance that was gradually taking their lives. But where did it come from? Who was striving to poison them? How did it get into their food, water, or what? Finally, the toxicologists determined that this toxic poison was what was used in killing cockroaches, ants, and mites. "Did you ever use this in your home?" he finally asked. And then the mother's brain whirled like a computer searching for data. It came together. She knew what had happened. Every night, after the children went to bed, the mother went through the entire house, spraying insect poison in every room. Yes, she killed the mosquitoes, the cockroaches, and whatever crawled or crept, and she almost killed her entire family. Toxic substances have increased in quantum proportions since the end of World War II. As industrialization has churned out more waste, polluted more air, sprayed more chemicals on your food, and dumped more waste products into rivers that become drinking water a few miles downstream. It is not uncommon at all to safety workers in white protective gears in a news story looking like astronauts preparing for a moonwalk. Chances are you've seen the toxic symbol, three black symbols against a bright yellow background. Our word toxic comes from a Latin word toxicum that means poison. It was related to the words that the ancient Greeks used for a bow and arrow. Today, however, we are confronted with toxic substances that the ancients never thought possible. The word is applied to far more than chemicals that are sprayed on your vegetables to prevent their being eaten by insects or whatever. The adjective toxic can also be applied to religion, to your thinking, to friendships that have gone bad, even to a marriage that is slowly dying. When the family that I told you about a few minutes ago began to be poisoned by a toxic ingredient in the insect spray bought in a supermarket, there were recognizable symptoms that something was wrong. Today's devotion is the first in a series that focuses on toxic relationships, friendships, marriage, and even thinking. The fact is, friend, that far more is polluted today than your water and your food. Life has become toxic. And when you don't recognize the symptoms and know how to fight, you slowly become a victim, just as surely as the family who grew weaker and weaker from the insect poison but didn't know how to fight back. As surprising as it may seem to you, the Bible has a lot to say about toxic relationships in our faith. Never embracing a believe whatever you want or embrace the God within you or do the best you can under the circumstances, the Bible gives clear direction about what is to be embraced and what is to be rejected as being toxic. It's up to you to decide what is toxic and what is pure.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.